This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
California could see an end to its practice of sending hazardous waste produced in-state to out-of-state landfills. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Matier. Phil, let's talk toxic chemicals. First of all, why were we trucking toxic waste out of state? And if it's not going to be shipped out of state, where's it going to go?
Well, that's an interesting one. It's one of California's dirty little secrets, pardon the pun. You know, we have some of the toughest environmental control laws in the country, and we've used that as a say that this is the path forward. Follow our example, and it'll be a cleaner, greener world. Well, one of those is, waste dumps. Simple as that. We have two. Anybody that's gone to a county or a waste dump in California knows what they'll take and mostly what they won't take. Very strict rules. And it's also big with toxic dirt. That's a big problem in California. We have about 100,000 tons a year that we got to do something with. It's either contaminated with this, it's a former military base, or maybe it's a fire zone where houses have gone up in smoke and we've had a lot of chemical residue in the earth. We've got to dig that out and get it out, either to a dump in California or elsewhere. Now, there's only two dumps in California that'll accept it, and they're both in the Central Valley, and they're filling up fast. At the same time, we're having a new problem with lithium batteries, because they need to go someplace as well. But this is what is interesting. For years and years, what we've been doing is, rather than ship it to our dumps, we have been shipping it out of the state to either Arizona or Utah. Usually in low places, often adjacent to Indian reservations, where the rules are easier and they don't as stringent as California. And one of the biggest shippers of the toxic soil out from the state to those lesser states is the state's own Department of Toxic Substance Control. So we are, we are not even close to keeping to the spirit of our environmental laws. And some people are saying, hey, we need to change them.
Wow. Okay. So if the Central Valley dumps fill up, then where do you dump this stuff?
That's the problem. We've got to find some place for it to go. Because as we go green, that doesn't mean that we're getting away from toxics. We have to find a place to do it. And that's what the regulators are going to be looking at, is where can this stuff go? Because shipping it out, not only is it sort of hypocritical, but it also costs money. You're having to travel hundreds of miles to do this and hundreds of miles to get to the right dumps. You're burning up gas while you're doing it. So it's one of those things when it comes to toxic, it's a question we're going to have to face ourselves, saying, okay, are we staying clean and just shipping it to somebody else to be dirty, or are we going to do something about it? And that's one of the questions. That's what regulators are starting to grapple with. Environmentalists are already up in arms, and this is going to be an interesting fight over where the dumping goes.
Thank you so much, as always. That's KCBS insider Phil Matier, and you can listen to this entire interview and past Phil Matier interviews on the Odyssey app. And Phil will be back this afternoon at 5:50.